I presume you're going to take the officer and you get a high pay line.
Yep.
Because of the Now, the ever-powered pay line,
yes,
feasibility and the economic feasibility, what projections have you made about the improvements in the fuel?
Yep. Well, you can answer this question in two ways. The simple way of answering it is that if you took a rocket that normally flies, say, from Cape Canaveral, flew from Cape York instead, depending on the particular vehicle, but you're talking about something like 12 to 15% extra payload mass into orbit from Cape York. Now, there's a second question.
The second one is improvements in the fuels. I assume that they are improvements so as to increase the payload. As I understand it, the whole project is critical on the payload that you can carry and the short return that you can get out of it. Now, are there any developments projected to improve?
Yeah, probably not in the expendable and vehicle field, but in the shuttle type in vehicles, yes.
Yes.
You know, we can talk all evening about sort of screen and jets and all this sort of thing, but yes, there are improvements in the offing.
Can you give us any segment of the commercial picture, the first-day water charges of Cape Canaveral or something?
Yeah, well, it's a hard question to answer, but I think I can. It's hard because so far the prices charged have not been based on any commercial common sense. Because they, as I said, well, in the case of Cape Canaveral, all the sites are owned by the Air Force. And up until one launch ago, the only way a commercial user could access those tags was as a subcontract to the US Air Force from NASA. Now, when you got one government organisation subbing from a second, the overhead structure is just phenomenal. Okay, now, having preambled it, the answer is that we believe that in something like a Titan III, and I haven't explained a Titan III, but that's a very large vehicle. The US Air Force probably charges something like $5 million US for its services per launch. Now that tapers down to something like a Delta, for example, which is about a third the size of a Titan III, and the charges in that instance are of the order of about 1.5 minutes per launch. But it's impossible to extract the exact figures.